We learned already the Gemara Nun Beis on the Beis. The Gemara interprets the Mishnah, even though it doesn't sound like that. The Gemara interprets the third line, and the Mishnah is explaining the first line. The Mishnah says you don't say Barim Yeruhesh or Barim Minim Besamim on Ner or Besamim of Nochrim. So the Gemara says the Ner probably was turned on Shabbos. They probably lit it on Shabbos, so it's not a Ner Shal Shabbos Memalocha. What's wrong with the psalm? And the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason why. That's not the reason why. You're not allowed to use Ner psalm shal nochrim of the Avodah Zarah because of the third line in the Mishnah. The middle line in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use Ner psalm shal mesim because the Ner for a mace is only lekovit. It wasn't lit the oira. It's only lekovit. Sometimes it is leoira. Sometimes it's if you have a funeral at night, then it's la'ora. If you have a funeral in the daytime, you have a candle lit, then it's only la'kovet. So you can't use besamim that you have for maces, not that the people are interested in smelling the pleasant smell of the besamim. They want to offset the bad smell of the body that decomposed. So it's not really intended l'reach. So the middle line, there are three lines here in the middle of the Mishnah. So ner and besamim shal mesim is a different reason why. Because the ner is not lahair, it's lekovet biyama, and the psamim is not lahariach, that's why. But the third line is an explanation on the first line. The third line was, you're not allowed to use ner, psamim, shalavay dezara, because it's also banua. So that's why the first line says, you're not allowed to use ner, psamim, shal nochrim, of the avay dezara, because tam, it's a mesiba, and tam mesibas of the kechavim is lavay dezara. That's in the days of the Tanaim that was so into avay dezara. Today, I doubt that this would be true. When you go to a saloon and you have a beer party and you have shikurim and they're having a party and they have a ner, the ner is l'shem avodah zarah. They don't have it the furthest. They don't have it in the furthest recesses of their mind. No one's thinking about avodah zarah by then. They're not religious at all. Gemara says the nochrim shevuchutz loris avodah zarah all because of minig avasein b'yedeim. They're not thinking l'shem avodah zarah. But the Mishnah is talking in Eretz Yisrael, but they're really thinking l'shem avodah zarah. So why is it also banon? So we said last week that it's probably mishamshe avodah zarah. So the Rashba says like that. We said there are four things that are also banon. The avodah zarah itself, if you have, let's say, a pesel that they deify, they worship this pesel. If someone made a pesel, they didn't worship it yet, so it's not yet asabah. No, that's a machlekes hataroim. If an avodah zarah was manufactured by a nochri intended to be worshipped by nochrim, does it become asabah no mishas asiya? Does it only become asabah no after they worship it? That's machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmala, maseches avodah zarah. So the avodah zarah, let's say the pesel itself is asabah no, then you dress it up, you put on a necklace, you put on a suit, you put on a toupee, whatever you put on it, that's noyei avodah zarah. Then you have mishamshe avodah zarah. You have a knife that you use to shech karbanos for the avodah zarah. Then you have an altar that you offer, you burn karbanos to the avodah zarah. So the altar is also banua. And the karbanos are also banua. That's a fourth thing. That's tekruvus avodah zarah. So we said there's a major difference. Tekruvus avodah zarah is also because of its past history. So you can't be mevatel tekruvus. Once the thing was offered for avodah zarah, it'll be also manol yoylam vod. The avodah zarah, the other three though, the actual avodah zarah itself, and number two, the noyei avodah zarah, the necklace and the earrings and the dress and the suit and the shekel that you put on the avodah zarah and the mishamshe avodah zarah. So that's only osman or kozman that it still retains the status of avodah zarah, retains the status of noyei avodah zarah, retains the status of Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So there's a Taisus on Avodah Zarah, but Taisus says, let's say the goyim in the church. So just like by us, we used to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash as a mitzvah to show that there's Ashras Hashchinah. So the Nochmi used to light candles in the church also. So that was a form of Avodah Zarah. So the menorah was a Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, and the candles were also. The candles are not tekruvus, the candles were mishamshe avodah zarah. So Tosfos says, but let's say the galochim, the ministers in the church, sell the candle, they blow out the candles, and next week they light different candles, every day, every week, whatever, on Sunday, whatever they do. So they blow out the candles, and next week they're going to use new candles. So then they sell the old candles to a Jew. They know the Jew is not going to use it for what his own purposes. When the goy sells it to the Jew, it's implicit that he's being mevatlit. He's declaring that it's no longer going to be serving the purpose of Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So you see that until the time that they sold the candles to the Jew, the candles had the status of Tashmish Avodah Zarah. After they sell it, that's the bitl. There's a bitl Avodah Zarah when you declare, I don't believe that this is Avodah Zarah, I don't believe that this is a deity. Either the same guy who worshipped it says, I don't believe it, or another guy who worships a different religion says, I don't believe that this is an Avodah Zarah. The other thing is the Avodah Zarah. This is not the deity, this is the deity. So that's bitl. And then you have another kind of bitl. Not only he declares, I don't believe that this is a deity, I still believe it's a deity, but I'm not going to use these candles any longer for Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. I'm going to sell it to the Jew. The Jew is not going to use it for Avodah Zarah purposes. So Tosa says, when the Galach sells the candles, that itself is an implicit bitl of Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Rashba says over here. He says that the Nair and the Besamim that they use for Avodah Zarah purposes is also Manoah. The Gemara says because it's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. That's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. Yeah, then we had the Gemara had about the Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara said that you can only use the bracha Bar Mirei Shamitzoy Shabbos and the bracha Bar Mirei Shamitzoy Yom Kippur are two different brachas. Hamitzoy Yom Kippur, the Rashba writes, it's part of the Havdolah. We have a Nair that was burning the whole Yom Kippur. If you light a candle on Matzoy Yom Kippur, you can't say Bar Mirei. You light a candle on Matzoy Shabbos, that's what we do every Matzoy Shabbos. You can't say Bar Mirei. The lighting the Bar Mirei on Matzoy Shabbos is based on the Gemara, the Rishonim quote, the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun Dalet, that the Rebbe Shlom taught Adam Rishon on Matzoy Shabbos how to harness the energy from fire, and that led to all the developments in the world how to get energy. So the bracha on Matzoy Shabbos is not really part of the Havdalah. The Gemara says in Makom Shenogu, I think it's in Makom Shenogu, maybe in the last Perek in Psochem, in Arvid Psochem, that one, some of the Tanoim would be Mefazram Behodar Omer Malakos, they would say Bar Mirei on their way home. I think the Gemara says Rebbe Mefazram. Rebbe would say Bar Mirei Besamim, and then he said Bar Mirei Hoesh. Then when he came home, he would say it again, Lehotzi B'nei Beiso. Yeah, how can you mean Motzi B'nei Beiso if he already said Bar Mirei Hoesh? So you see that you apply Yotza Motzi even to a Birchas Shevach. The Ritva has a suffix. The Gemara says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that we allow Yotza Motzi to a Birchas HaMitzvah. Let's say someone is going to put on a talis. He doesn't know how to say the bracha, so I can say the bracha for him. He's about to put on tefillin. I can say the bracha to be motzi, but he doesn't know how to say kiddush. I can say the kiddush for him. So the Gemara says, he say yotza motzi, even though I was yotze ready, I'm not being yotze now, I can say the birchas ha-mitzvah for the other person. But by birchas ha-nen and by food, you don't say yotza motzi. I can't say the bracha for him. So the Ritva writes there in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third perek, he's mesupik, what would be the din by birchas shevach v'hoidor. Let's say a person doesn't know how to say, I'm deaf and I can't hear the thunder anyway. Or I'm blind and I can't see the lightning anyway. But this person hears the thunder, he sees the lightning, so he wants to say a bracha. Can I say the bracha for him? So it's mesupik by Bircha Shevach Vahidor, whether you say Yatzamaitzi. So it's really a difficult ritva. How can it be mesupik? The Gemara is beferish that Rebbe would say Bar Mi'ari Ha'ish on his way home from shul. Amatzoy Shabbos. Then when he got home, he would repeat again, Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh, Timim Hoitzi B'nei Beiso, with the Brochen. So that's a Bichas HaShevach. It's not a Bichas HaNehenin. It's not a Bichas HaNehenin. That's what the Rishonim say. We don't say Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh every time we use a candle, all week long. We only say it every week on Amatzoy Shabbos, on the anniversary of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught or the Marishan had to use the fire, how to harness the energy in the fire. So the Rashba writes that it's two different brachas, Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh, but so Yom Kippur, it's really part of Havdalah. We had a candle that was burning the whole Yom Kippur, and we weren't allowed to use it on Yom Kippur, so we say, Hamavda Mekodesh L'chol, now that Yom Kippur is over, and now we're allowed to use it. But the has to be a ner that was burning the whole Yom Kippur, and we weren't using it, so now we're going to use it. Amasoy Shabbos, it's a Birchas HaShevach. It's not really part of Havdalah. That's why the Gemara says he would Rebbe Mefazron, Rebbe would say the Bar Miyoresh on the way home. And when he came home, he would say it again, a second time. The Mishnah Berurah raises the possibility that maybe even if you hold that women are Mechuyev in Havdalah, women are Mechuyev in Kiddush, that's the Gemara we had on Daf Chof, where the women are Mechuyev in Havdalah, the Magen Mishnah said, should depend whether Havdalah is... The Raisa learned that from the same pasuk Zohar, b'knisos b'itzios, so Zohar b'sham b'dibur echad emro, so the women are Mechuyev in Kiddush, so if Havdalah is the same Makar as Kiddush, the women were Mechuyev in Kiddush. Women were Mechuyev in Havdalah also. And now the Rishonim hold that women are not Mechuyev in Havdalah, either because Havdalah is lav deraisa, even if it is deraisa, it's based on a different pasuk, not based on Zohar, so it's a mitzvah saseh, shehaz man gromas. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if one should assume that women are Mechuyev in Havdalah, could well be that they're not Mechuyev in the bracha bar miyareish. Bar miyareish is a bichas ha-shevach, shehaz man groma. The bracha bichas ha-shevach on lightning and on thunder is not called as man groma. Whenever there's lightning, whenever there's thunder, you have to say the bracha. That's not called as man groma. But amatzoi Shabbos, kach tikna chachamim, you have to say bichas shevach ta'kodesh baruch hu, that he taught Adam Rishon how to harness the fire. So it's really it's not really part of Havdalah. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says that Bari Mi'ar Ha'esh and Bari Minim B'Samim. Gemara has an Amid base about 20 lines from the top. Amar Rav Yudah Marav has a tiny letter Dalit from the Ayin Mishpat on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. So it says E Mechaz V'Mal Ha'ur V'Derech Shemechaz V'Mal Ha'Mitzvus. You have to wear tefillin every day. So if you don't have a pair of tefillin, so you got to walk a couple of blocks to a shul and find a pair of tefillin. You have to shake a lulav on sukkahs, you have to do mitzvah, you have to go out of your way to find it. But for Bar Me'aresh, if you don't have any lights on, say you don't say Bar Me'aresh. The world doesn't come to an end. Same thing b'samim, kal v'chaymer b'samim, that you don't say. Even though that's what the Rishonim say. Kal v'chaymer b'samim, because b'samim is really just a bracha, because you're getting hanoah, because the neshama yisera leaves and you feel faint, so you say, Bar Me'aresh is really a bichas ha-shevach to celebrate the anniversary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching mankind how to use the energy in the world. So if anything, one would have thought that Bar Me'aresh should be, you should be mechazer to say, so Gemara, even that you don't have to mechazer, some for sure not. That's why they say in the Miri Yeshiva in Europe, they never said Bar Me'aresh, because they never had a bottle of psalmim in the base medicine, they never bothered to get one. You must say not mechuyev to go bother. How can? What do you mean? They sat in the dark the whole time. What do you mean? You don't have to mechazer on the light. On Matzoy Shabbos, they sat in the dark. So Mistama, they must have had lights. Maybe they had LED lights, and maybe they had fluorescent lights, and neon lights. They had lights that you can't say Bar Me'aresh. If they had a light that was covered up, the Gemara quotes Braisa Tosefta here. On Nun Gimel Amud Beis, on the fifth line from the Tam, you always say, Bar Me'aresh, if Ruah Shal Heves, even the Shtamish Leorah, I use the light of the Ner, but Loi Ruah Shal Heves, I didn't see the flame. Let's say a lot of times you have a fixture, a bulb, and let's say, and then you have a shade, a lampshade. So the bulb gives a lot of light, the whole room is illuminated, but you can't see the bulb because it's covered over with the shade. If it's covered over with a glass that's you can see through the glass. So the Rashboa quotes the Gemara from before that we had on Chafeh Mebeis. The Gemara drew a distinction between Tzoya Bashoshis as opposed to Erba Bashoshis. If the Tzoya Bashoshis is a glass that you can see through. So the Gemara says Tzoya Bashoshis, you're not prevented from saying a bracha, because the Torah says, "Shavta v'chisisa se'asecha." All the soldiers in the army have to have with them v'yasetir l'chol azinecha. They have to have a shovel, and whenever they have to be oisid tzarecheim, so they have to have kedushas hamachne, because Hashem lekech misalav mikera machnecha hatzilach ulasavecha biyodecha voyem machnecha kodesh. You have to make sure that there's kedushas hamachne, because the shechina is going to be there. If they're not going to have Kedushas Machne, the Shechina will not be there. And it's from that pasuk that we derive that you're not allowed to daven keneged soya, and you're not allowed to learn Torah keneged soya. Because whenever you're davening, you're talking to the Rosh Hashanah. Whenever you're learning the Shechina kenegdoi. And here the Torah promises, Hashem alakech mesalach mekarach mechanech lahatzi lecha. The Shechina is going to be there. So you have to be careful to cover over the tzoya. But once the tzoya is mechusa, the Gemara says, Erev ashashes is also likros kenegdo, because liyur b'chayev as davar. The Torah is makben on riyah, and this is called lokom ischazia, and he can see. Riyah derech ashashes is called riyah. Hashem came by tzoya, it depends on kisui. Shabta v'chisisa says, the kisui tal yamilsa. V'homechasya, over here it's mechusa. But that's why Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, that a person who has a catheter and he has a bag full of meirag lime, he's permitted to recite the bracha because all the meirag lime is covered up. All the meirag lime is mechusa, so he's allowed to say a bracha. Yeah. So that's what the Rashba says on Ardaf. If you have a panos, if you have a lantern, let's say you have a bulb. So Rab Chaim Oizen, and they quote Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, they felt that you can say Bori Miori Hoesha on an electric bulb. Also, but that's only if you can see the filament, because they held that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos when you heat a metal till it glows, that's considered havara deraisa. That's a malachah havara deraisa. So that's mamish bar miyari hoesh. You can say bar miyari hoesh on that. So, but if you have a frosted bulb, it gives off a lot of illumination, but you can't really see the shalheves because it's frosted. So that you cannot use for bar miyari hoesh. Or if you have a, let's say, a bulb that's not frosted, but you have a lampshade, so you can't see the filament in the bulb. So then the Gemara says, "Nishtamish le'ora, but loy roa shalheves." Then you can't say the brach. So the Rashba writes on this Gemara: if you have the shalheves, but it's covered with glass, so that's called ria. Just like the Gemara said on Daf Chafem Beis, that's called ria. By erva bashoshes, it's called ria. So over here also, it's called ria. So getting back again, the Rashba suggests that there's a fundamental distinction between Bar Mi'ar Eish HaMetzoy Yom Kippur, Bar Mi'ar Eish HaMetzoy Shabbos. Metzoy Shabbos are Birchas HaShevach. And the Gemara says, let's say by me, I live in Los Angeles, I live in Florida, it never rains. Never rains, I never hear any thunder, I never see any lightning. I'm chalashing, I want to say, never see a rainbow. Are you mechuyif to go travel to New York in order to see some rainbows, in order to see lightning, in order to hear thunder? You're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev. Let's say you live in a community, it's always cloudy, and you can never see the moon, you can never see the Kiddush Levon. You never say Kiddush Levon. So they have these, every couple of years they have in the newspaper, Chassidish Rebbe took a million of people in a plane, and they went up above the clouds, they spent their fortune and money in order to say Kiddush Levon, because on the ground they couldn't see it because the sky is always cloudy. You're not mechuyev. Haroi levana bechidusha. You see, if you're not roi levana bechas haroi, if you don't see, you're not mechuyev. So here also, the bechas ha'esh ha'matzoi Shabbos, you're not mechaz rachriya, it's a bechas ha'shevach. Bechas ha'shevach. But matzoi yom kippur, the Rashba thinks you are mechuyev. It's not the same as matzoi Shabbos. Rashba thinks that Birchas Bar Mi'ar HaMetzoy Yom Kippur is an integral part of the Havdalah. He wouldn't say Rebbe Mefazram V'hadu V'chayinsan Al HaKos. He can only Mefazram because it's really Birchas Bar Mi'ar HaMetzoy Shabbos. It's a separate Birchas HaShevach. You enhance the Hashivas of the Bracha if you recite it Al HaKos. It's like Shachyonu on Kiddush. Shachyonu is not, that's the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem and Beis Shachyonu. I'm Rav Hillel Bashuk. Shachyonu can say even when you're walking in the street, that's not part of Kiddush on Yontif. If you'll say it, Allah calls you, enhance the Hashivas. So that's the Bar Me'aresh HaMatzoy Shabbos, you enhance the Hashivas by saying Allah calls. But HaMatzoy Yom Kippur, it's not you'll enhance the Hashivas. It's part of the Havdalah. That's why it has to, he thinks, the Rashba thinks that you should be Mahadir. You should be Mechazer Al-Ha'esh HaMatzoy Yom Kippur. Interesting. So again, so the Gemara said that you have to say Bar Mi'ar Eish HaMetzoy Shabbos. It's a Bichas HaShevach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught, or Bichas HaDo, either Shevach or Do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the admiration how to use it. And then the Gemara says, but if the candle was Nasis Ba Malacha, even if an Achri did the Malacha, Malacha used it, turn on the light on Shabbos, then you have to turn it out and turn it out again, or blow out the candle and then light it again. But the Gemara says, Me'ikra Din, if the Nochri lit it, and then it continues to burn for a while after, so strictly speaking, you can't use it on Mitzvah Shabbos. It's only a Gzera. So it really came out that it's a Gzera l'Gzera. It's a Gzera Nochri from a Nochri. It's a Gzera that you may use from the original Nochri, and even the original Nochri, strictly speaking, is Mute after the Amid Rishon. So it's a Gzera Otu the Nochri Rishon, and it's a Gzera Otu the Omid Rishon. So Tosfos has the kasha, isn't it a Gzera l'Gzera? That's the second Tosfos on the top, on Nun Gim Lamed Aleph. Isn't it a Gzera l'Gzera? So Tosfos uses the expression that the Gemara uses, Kulachot a Gzera Ninu. Why? Sometimes they do make a Gzera l'Gzera. Why? Eloi ho, lo kaima ho. If they're not going to make the second Gzera, then the first Gzera will fall apart. So sometimes you do make a Gzera l'Gzera. That's why there's a Tosfos in Chulin, at the beginning of Perakol Abasa, where the Gemara has this cloud, that you don't have a right to make a Gzera l'Gzera. So Tosfos says a lot of times we do have a Gzera l'Gzera, because the Chachamim felt it necessary. Eloi ho, lo kaima ho. If they're not going to make the second Gzera, the first Gzera will fall apart. So we assume that historically, when they made the first Gzera, they extended it all the way. So that's over here. This whole thing is really a Gzera l'Gzera. A Nochri Shehidlik, a Matzai Shabbos, from another Nochri Shehidlik for Shabbos, the whole thing should really be Mutter, but it's a Gzera Otter the Nochri Rishon, and a Gzera Otter the Omid Rishon. The whole thing is so far it's a Gzera l'Gzera. But sometimes they made a Gzera l'Gzera. There's a Taz in Hilchas Basa B'Cholav. The Taz writes that chicken only makes Basa B'Cholav Derabbanim and Atar. It's not. And Basa B'Cholav and Atar is only Derech Bishul. But if you make a sandwich of you put in a piece of cheese and you put in a piece of salami, it's only Basa B'Cholav Derabbanim. So the Taz writes Halacha L'Maaseh. So if you put in a slice of cheese and a piece of chicken, that's a Gzera L'Gzera. So that would be Mutta. So the Shach says it's unheard of. What are you talking about? That's exactly. It's not true. So why not? But the Taz is right. So the Shach quotes this Tosfos in the beginning of Kol HaBasar, but Tosfos said the same as over here. A lot of times you have exactly because they thought Eloh HaLekaimah. So Tosfos says you can never. The Shach quotes the Tosfos. You can never. The Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef and say Mitzadik and Yeridei and Hilchas Basim B'Chol. So he says because you can never tell any given situation, maybe they did make exer l'exer. Maybe they felt the law l'kaima. So it could be that it is also. The Pashto says that it has nothing to do with exer l'exer. Pashto says that it should be a trade of Rabbana. Exer l'exer means if what motivated the Chachamim to make the second exer was that they're afraid people are going to violate the first exer. So that's an insufficient cause to institute exer the Rabbana. But here they instituted two independent gzeiras. Made one gzeira that chicken is considered fleshy. Then they made another gzeira that even if the meat and the milk were not cooked together, you just have a sandwich with salami, with meat together with cheese. That's also rabban. Here they happen to collide together. It happens to be chicken instead of meat, and it happens to be shaloi b'derech bishul. But each gzeira the rabbanim is instituted independently. So that's what a few Achreinim have, the Pnei Yeshua, with the Nesibas, with Rabbi Kiveger, and the Sfasemes, they all say the same thing. That's not called Gzera L'Gzera. That's called a Trade Rabban. So that's the Pashtus, why the Taz is wrong. It's a Trade Rabban, it's a Shvuz to Shvuz, but it's not a Gzera L'Gzera. The Shach didn't say that. The Shach said, even if it is a Gzera L'Gzera, we have that Tosfos in Kol HaBasar, that a lot of times they did make a Gzera L'Gzera. The Tosfos is the same as our Tosfos, the Ramaschal Gzera. Then the Gemara talks, Tadar Rabbanan, we left off last week, after the Tinuk, I think. Hamhalach b'chutz, chutz l'karach. A person is outside of the city, and he sees from a distance, he sees a fire. Im ova kipi ha-kifshan, if it looks like a very white fire coming from a furnace, then mevaruch alov. Then you can say Bari Meir Hesh. Him lav, Einu Mevaruch Alav. Why? What's going on? So the Gemara explains. Tani Chodah, one Braisa, there are two Braisa that contradict each other. One Braisa says, Ur Shal Kipshon, the fire in a furnace, He can't say bar meish. V'tanya idach hamatzay Shabbos ein levachem alav. The Gemara says loy kasha b'tchila halibisof. What does it mean b'tchila bisof? So Rashi says b'tchila when they originally have a furnace, so they make a fire in order to. They're not interested l'ha'ir. They're interested in cooking food. Or they're interested in baking out the avanim. Sreifas avanim. They're using it for some other purpose. But the besof, after you already finished cooking and baking whatever you wanted to, and you still leave on the fire, then must we leave it on the higher. At the end, it's for the purpose of the higher. The Rashba quotes from the Goyim a different interpretation, that betchila, sometimes this happens, you lit the Havdalah candle, and it didn't really catch fire yet. It's just beginning to catch fire. Often it catches fire right away, mamish in 2 seconds. But it's just beginning to catch fire, and the fire is not so barur. So bitchila, you cannot say a brachan. It is lahair, but it's not a clear enough flame that it should function lahair. Hold the besof after ready, took it caught fire. So then you can say the brachan. So sometimes that's relevant for us. It's not Rashi learns bitchila. It's not lahair, and the besof it is lahair. So the Rashba quotes to the Gaon, but Tchila, it's not or Tzolul. It's not such a clear flame. And Lebesof, after already caught flame, then it's an or Tzolul. So that's according to the Gaonim, you should only say Bar Me'esh if the thing is an or Tzolul. Okay?
He's seeing the flames. He's not only seeing the light from the Kishon.
You have to see the flame. Right. That's the Gemara on the base. That's at the Sefta, yeah. It's not enough mishtamish la'ora, you have to Yibroa shalhevis. You have to see the flame, yeah. Here in Broyers, they always used to have in shul a bulb that they would plug in when Yantav Chaliyas ben Matzoy Shabbos. So they say Kiddush in shul. So it's Yantav ben Matzoy Shabbos, you have to say Bar Me'ari Ho'esh. So they weren't going to light a Havdalah candle. What are they going to do with it? You can't put it out on Yantav. They used to have a bulb that was plugged into the wall near the Chazan, near the Amud where the Chazan davens. The Chazan would say Bar Me'ari Ho'esh. And then, years ago, all the bulbs were clear bulbs. So you can see the filament through and through. And then they switched, and most of the bulbs were frosted bulbs. So they switched the bulb over there also. So Rabbi Breuer had already lost his eyesight at that time. He couldn't see. So they switched under his nose, and he didn't realize that it was a frosted bulb. So when someone brought it to his attention, so he said, so he was a sagi noy. So he said, what's the problem? You can see the filament. They explained, you can't see the filament because it's a frosted bulb. They had explained to him what a frosted bulb was. He never saw it. So then he said, then it's no good. A frosted bulb is no good. The Gemara said, you have to be able to see the filament. Not enough to be mishtamish la'oro. You have to be royal shel havis. So again, so the Gemara says that the or shel kifshon, sometimes you do say a bracha, sometimes not. So Rashi learns it depends if it's lahoyer or not. And the Rashba quotes the Gaonim, is it really an earth, is an or tzolul? See, by us, it's a big problem. If you have on the electric lights and then you turn, and then you light a, let's say you have on the fluorescent lights. So there you don't see any filament. You don't see any shalhevis. And then you got to light a candle. The candle that you light is not lahoyer. It doesn't add any illumination whatsoever. Ki hu zeh, the whole room is flooded with light from the lights. So the pashtus is you have to turn out the electric lights in order that the candle should be lahoyer. You don't turn out the electric lights, so the candle is just lekovet bialma. It's not lahoyer. They have in the biography of Rabbi Chana Basman that he once went to England to raise money. So he stayed by Balabos on Shabbos. So Mitzvah Shabbos, the Balabos was saying Havdalah. So he didn't turn out the electric bulbs. So the Rabbi Chanan said, by us in the yeshiva, the practice is that we turn out the electric bulbs. And he meant that you should do the same. So he said, by me the meaning is not so. Balabas didn't get it. So he said, by me the meaning is not so. But that's the proper practice. You should turn out the lights. Otherwise the candle is not lahoyer. Then Nigmar says, what about Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses? So also there are two brises. One brise says, you do say a bracha, one bracha says you don't say a bracha. So it's a stira. The Gemara says, loy kasha, it depends. If you have an adam chashuv, then it's lechvodo, Rashi learns. It's not really lahoyer. If you have a chazan, a shamis, and he has to eat there, has to see what he's doing, so then it's lahayr. And if the moon is shining, then you really wouldn't light a candle for the shamus who works there, for the super. He doesn't need a candle because the moon is shining, so then it's only the covered beis haknesset that they have. In each case, you have to judge whether it's lahayr or it's only the covered biyama. The Rishonim have different girsas and different pshatim. Which way is lahayr? If it's aranim chashiv, that's lechvoda. Aranim chashiv is lahayr. But the rule is, it all depends. If it's lahayr, then you can say the bracha. Then the Gemara has a tosefta, machlek is bisham and besilom. When you say bari miyari ho'esh, so bishamay rab dipin kalecha v'yachem b'varach le'atzim, everybody says his own bracha bari miyari ho'esh. Besilom, and besilom disagree. It's by the tiny letter chaf, in the middle of nun gimlam and aleph, besilom disagree. Echem b'varach l'kolom, shim shenem b'baroi v'am hadas melech. It's always preferable that one person should say the bracha to be moitzi everybody else. So here the Rashbo and the Pnei Yeshua bothered with Akasha, but by Hamoitzi we say it's not preferable that one person should say Hamoitzi to be moitzi everybody else. Why all of a sudden over here, why is it different? So the Pnei Yeshua, I thought, has a very strange answer. Pnei Yeshua quotes the Psukim in Tehillim with respect to Birchas HaGaimel. We learned Birchas HaGaimel at first daf in Haroya, and Nun Dalet al Beis. So that's in Tehillim chapter Kuv Zayin. So it says there, what's the pasuk there? You should recite Abot Sich Melahoydais, and you should really recite it Moshev Skenim Viramu B'Kahalom Tzoch Lodu Yekami Asor. You have to have a minion when you say Birchas HaGaimel. And then two of the ten should be Talmid HaChamim, Trei Menai Rabbanan. It says of Moshe Eskeni Mihalalu. Tosis has learned that you need 12, you have to have 10 people, and in addition you have to have two Talmid HaChamim. We usually don't follow that Tosis, because we hold that the Kasha is not the same as Tayufta. Yeah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, since Abichas Hoidor, Birchas HaGamel is a Birchas Hoidor, so Birchas Shevach Hoidor, you always try to have it, but Moshe, Yiramimu B'Kalom, Moshe V'Skenim Yihalalu, you want to say it by Rabbim, so that's why over here, the Bracha Bar Miyareish, is a Birchas Shevach Hoidor, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch, we're thanking him on the anniversary, every Motzei Shabbos is the anniversary of when HaKadosh Baruch taught Adam Rishon. That's the Imam Psachim Nun Dalet, that the Rishonim quote. That's the anniversary when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Rishon how to harness the energy and the fire. So that's why one person should say for everybody, it's like a Birchas HaGaimel, Birchas Shevach Hoidor special. The Pashtus is, the Pnei Yeshua is making it that the Birchas Bar Miyareish is the exception to the rule. The rule really is that everybody should always say a bracha on his own. The exception to the rule is Peroivam Hadas Melch. The exception to the rule is Birchas HaGaimel. That's the Gemara in the next daf. Anun Dalet on the base. So he makes this Birchas Shevach Vaidoya of Bar Miyareish is also like Birchas HaGaimel. The Pashtus is not like the Pnei Yeshua. The Pashtus is like the Rashba said. Like we said, like Rav Soloveitchik said. The rule really is that you can always be, I can say a bracha to be Moitzi somebody else, even if I'm not Mechuyev, Yotza Moitzi. And the exception to the rule, I can't say a bracha to be moitzi someone else by three cases. By Kriya Shema, you don't allow Shema Koine, Midi Rabbanan. Bira Gros said, Menatar, you always say Shema Koine. Midi Rabbanan, there were three exceptions to the rule. So one was Kabbalah Salmacha Shemaim, Kriya Shema, you should say on your own. You shouldn't rely on Shema Koine. The other exception to the rule was Tfilah. If you have a tzorach, you need something. So you ask the Rabbi Shlomo himself, you shouldn't rely on Shemek Kaina. Everybody should daven on their own. The third exception to the rule was when you eat food. If you ate the food yourself, so you should say the bracha before and after on your own. And we allow, Benchem Mizuman, we allow one hamoitzi for the whole group, only if there was a seba, because the whole group only offers one hamoitzi, the new word. But we always would, you always do allow Shemek Kaina. That's the exception to the rule. Birchas Hanenin is the exception to the rule. The rule is you always allow Shemei Koine. So that one person should say Bar Miyareish for everybody, that's normal. Since it's acceptable, it's permissible, so we say Biroi Vam Hadras Melech. The Pashtus is not like the Pnei Yeshua, that this is the exception. No, Birchas Hananon is the exception to the rule. This is the rule. The rule is he always allows Shemei Kohenim. The Pnei Yeshua obviously didn't have a Rashba at this time. Pnei Yeshua raises the same question as the Rashba, and when he words the answer, he made it that Birchas HaNer is the exception to the rule. It's like Birchas HaGoyimah, because you want to have it. This is not the exception. This is the rule, and the Birchas HaNenon is the exception to the rule. So this Hillelah right says in Shulchan Aruch, if 10 people are putting on a talis, it's more correct one person should say the bracha to be motzi all the 10. We don't do it anymore because it says in Shulchan Aruch, we're not in the habit of paying attention to other people. By Kiddush, we hope they will pay attention. So we always have it. Let's say you have a family has 6 sons. So by the Hasidim, the father will say Kiddush, and each one of the 6 sons will say Kiddush. 7 people will say Kiddush. That's the simple reading of the Mechaber, is like that. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees. He says it's against the Gemara. He quotes this daf, this Gemara. The Gemara says that Beroy Vam Hadras Melech, it's preferable that you should have one person say Kiddush to be Motzi everybody. More correct. So the Gemara says, El Beishamai, my time, why did Beishamai disagree with Beisil? Beisil is right. You really ought to say, Beroi Vam Haras Melech. The Gemara says, no. Because here in the Tosefta, how did the Tosefta begin? Tana Rabbanu Ho Yoshuan Bebeis HaMedrash. They're all sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning. They're sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning. So if you're going to make a clap and announce, one person is going to say, Bar Miyawesh for everybody, everybody has to stop learning and pay attention. So there's going to be a little bit of Bittul Torah. So that's the Machlok is Bisham and Beisilo. If the Beroi Vam Hadras Melech is a Hidur, if that's going to cause not a major Bittul Torah, a minor Bittul Torah. So apparently the Bishamai were so crazy about Bittul Torah, so they felt that Bittul Torah is mochomer, the minor amount of Bittul Torah is mochomer than the Hidur Beroi Vam Hadras Melech. We assume like the Beisilo, that the Beroi Vam Hadras Melech takes precedence over the minor Bittul Torah. Mustama would be a major Bittul Torah, Mustama they would agree with the Bishamai.
Tosfos on Menhem and Aleph, he brings when he speaks about having to have 3 people for in order to have a Chabura. Rashi says even by Bracha Rishana, you need to have 3 people. Tosfos speaking about the Rashi, so he brings the Gemara about Alam Ha'ar, Echem Bevarech Lekulam, with respect to all the Birchas Hanen, and so maybe that's why the Pnei Yeshua wanted to say it's an exception. And it's not the rule, because he brings it together with Hamotzi and all the other things. Menhem and Aleph.
Yeah.
Brings it as a rhyme.
Yeah, I don't know, but Rav Soloveitchik presented it based on that Yerushalmi, that the Ran in the end, the Ran on the Rif in the end, the Rosh Hashanah quoted that Yerushalmi, that there were the 3 exceptions to the rule were Kriya Shema and Tefillah and Birchas Hanenon. That's the exception to the rule. And the rule is, like over here, yeah, that's a problematic thesis. Nachon? Yes. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Rami Hachi, that there's an issue of Bittul, there is a concern of Bittul Torah. The Machlekes, Bisham and Misilah was, whether the minor bit, the slight amount of Bittul Torah, is that Odif, is that a bigger concern than the Hidur Mitzvah B'Ravam Haras Melech, B'Ravam, the Hidur B'Ravam Haras Melech takes precedence over the minor Bittul Torah. But let's say there wouldn't be any hidur of Beroi Vam Haras Melech. Just an issue of Bittul Torah. So you shouldn't do Bittul Torah. Shouldn't even do a minor bit of Bittul Torah. So the Gemara has, Tanya Rami Hach, we have a brisa along the lines that there's an issue. Not only is Bittul Torah if it's for an hour, Bittul Torah for half a minute is also a problem. Why? So he quotes a Tosefta that says, Lo hayam marpe b'beis hamedrash mepnei Bittul b'beis hamedrash. When someone sneezes, they say, Gesundheit. So you don't say Gesundheit in the Beis Medrash because you'll be mevatel learning. The guy's in the middle of learning, someone else sneezes, so you're going to say Gesundheit, so you don't say. So on the side, on the margin, it says, it's a sefta, Vershpak Chesta Shabbos, Ein Shem Heite V'tire Pliya. What's the Pliya? So the Pliya is, that's in the middle, there's a long series of Teseftas there about Darkei Hu Amori, all the different things that you're not allowed to do because it's Chukas Akum. So they have a whole list of things. So one of the things is you're not allowed to wear a red string. A lot of Jewish people walk around with a red string to avoid a nine heart. So the Tosefta lists that as one of the things that's also because of Darkei Amori. And then the Tosefta quotes, some Tanaim say you're not allowed to say Gezuntai because it's Chukasakum. So that he considers a plea. Ayin Shem Heitav and Tira plea that it should be a Chukasakum. Where does it come from that we say Gezuntai? So Rabbi Kaveger over here quotes a Pirka de Rav Lezer and Negilian Ashas on the Daf that until the days Miyom Shenibro Shamayim Ba'aretz, no one would get sick. A person would sneeze and he would drop dead on the spot. So Yaakov Avinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bigash Rachman V'amar Ribbono Kol Ha'Olamim Al Tikach Nafshi Mimeni Ad She'atzav Es Banei B'nayisai. Let me get sick before I die so I'll know that I'm holding by the end I'll be able to leave at Tzavor. V'netalo, and the Ribbono Shalom answered the prayers of Yaakov Avinu. So from that time on, instead of sneezing and dropping dead right away, so the people would get sick for a day or two or whatever, a couple of days, and then they would die. So they would have a chance to put their house in order before they die. So because before Avram, before the days of Yaakov Avinu's prayer, one would sneeze and die, and now people sneeze and they don't die, so that's why we say Gezuntai, Tzum Leben, you should live, you should be healthy. So it's based on a Jewish source. But there were other Tanoim and the Tosefta, that's the plea, they thought that is based on some Avodah Zarah source, so it's also because of Chukas Hakam.
The whole world said it.
Universal, yeah.
It's universal.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So then the Gemara talks about the Bisamim Shal Mason. The Mishnah had, you don't say Bar Miari Ho'esh on Ner Shal Mason. You don't say Bar Minim Samim Al Bisamim Shal Mason. Why? Because the ner for the mace, a lot of times only lekovet bialma. If you would take a candle, bein bayom, bein balaylo, so obviously it's not lehoyer, it's only lekovet bialma. And then because the body decomposes, they didn't have freezers, so the body is going to decompose, going to have an awful smell. So they had besamim to offset, to neutralize the awful smell of the body, that the stench of the body that decomposed. So then it's not lohariach. Then the psalmim is not lohariach. So strictly speaking, you can't say the bracha bar minim psalmim on the psalmim shal mason. And what I said, the same psalmim shal beis hakisei. They used to have a beis hakisei that had tons of tzoya. Was sitting there for a week or two. The room would be full of tzoya. It smelled awful. So Rashi writes, if a fellow would be an istinus, that's how Rashi writes five lines from the bottom of the daf. Oh, the mistiness goes to the Beis HaKisei. He can't take the smell. So he takes with him Besamim. What? He's interested in smelling Besamim now. All of a sudden, now he doesn't want to smell of Besamim. He wants it to offset the awful smell of all of the tzoya that's sitting there. By us, we have, the Gemara had in earlier, in the Sugya Beis HaKisei, the Gemara said that the Beis HaKisei shall parsim. The Persians had a Beis HaKisei like we have, that the tzoya and the Meraglan would be there for a few minutes, then they would flush it away. Said it wouldn't accumulate. It wouldn't sit there for a week or two. The room wouldn't be full of tzoya. The Gemara says, strictly speaking, it doesn't have the status of a beis hakisei. Or is it strictly speaking, a beis hakisei doesn't have the din of a beis hakisei?
What it means that all these examples of it's not done for this, not done for that. When you buy spices, in the store, they're made to use for food. So, we use them, you can't use them for
something? Now I'm using it, right now, I'm taking it, I'm opening it out, l'shem l'hariach. Because
okay.
I just lost my
initial... It doesn't matter what they manufacture it for.
Right, depends now.
Now, only
on so if moment. Now, he took it into the Beis HaKisei, mm-hmm. Now there's a funeral, so now it's, the main intention right now is just to offset the bad smell of the Beis HaKisei, the bad smell of the decomposed body, so then right now it's not the...
How long did you use it? Does that change? Once I used it for Beis HaKisei, I can't use it for...
No. No, he took it out of the Beis HaKisei. It's no longer... he has a jar with him. He has a container with psalmim. So when he goes to the Beis HaKisei, so then it's... That's Lahavir Ruach Ruach. But then when he goes out of the Beis HaKisei, he still wants to smell it, and that's, then now it is Lahariach.
So who makes it?
No, let's say he's on his way. Rashi says it's Matzoi Shabbos, and he's on his way to go to the Beis HaKiseh, and he takes a jar with the psalmim with him. So he can't say on his way to the Beis HaKiseh, he can't say the bracha bari mini psalmim on that, because the intention right now is not so much la'ariach, the intention right now. What's his intention now? Then Gemara says you have to determine in any given case, is the besamim or is the ner l'shem avodah zara or not? So you have to figure out, are the nochrim there, are the nochrim of the avodah zara, are the Jews are doing kishuv? You have to figure out, is it l'shem dahoy or is it for other purposes?
Because
we use the krevis
or something,
then
you can never use it.
Yeah. We use the krevis, you can never use it, correct? Yeah. Then the Gemara has on the last line, Tana Rabbanan, Mahalach Bashuk Shal Akum, he's on the street where there's an Avodah Zarah, and there's a church there, and they burn incense, and the people walking on the street can smell. So what are you going to say? When you walk on the street, you have to hold your nose, you're not allowed to smell. So the Gemara says in Psochim, in the second paragraph, Hanoah habol olodim bal korchai. You're not allowed to get Hanoah from tikruvis avodah zarah. You're not allowed to get Hanoah from mishamshi avodah zarah. But getting Hanoah is only for du'a maisa hamahana. The guy's walking home, and the shortest way home is to walk on this block. You tell me I have to walk around and around so that I won't smell the psalmim. Let's say on Pesach, the shortest way to walk, I have to go to Davin and Shul. The shortest way to walk is in front of a Goyisha bakery, where they bake bread every day, and the smell of the bread is a very pleasant smell. Someone who's going to walk by the bakery is going to get Hanoah from it. He's not mechuyev to hold his nose, not mechuyev to walk around and around. Yepsha v'lo kol mechabe, the Gemara says it's muta. Yepsha means, does mean it's impossible for him to get to his destination. It is possible, but he's going to have to walk around and around. That's called the yepsha, the shortest way to get to the shul, or to get to the base money, wherever he wants to go, is to walk on this block. Yepsha. But lo kamachaben, he's not interested in smelling the rare. So that's called hanoah habol olod malkorchoi. There's no maisa hamahana. By yisuri hanoah, you only violate the yisar if you do a maisa hamahana. So that's what the Gemara has on the last line. Hayim halach pashuk shalakum. He walks on the street where there's a church. And when you walk on the street, you always smell the fragrant smell of the psalmim burning in the church. Nisratza lahariach. So if he's not mechuyev to hold his nose, but he shouldn't stand still in front of the church and smell it. When he's walking by, he shouldn't have in mind, ooh, I always enjoy it when I pass by the church, so I'm going to have a pleasant few steps there. It's going to smell good. So if nisratza lahariach, if at the time that he's passing by the church, he intends to have ano hareza chayte, then it's not lo kol mechaben. That's yevshe vi kol mechaben. So then you're not allowed.
This applies to the others too. This applies to the other issues also.
What do you mean the other issues?
We had before passing the bakery.
Yeah, and Pesach also.
You
yeah.
Same?
Yeah. You're allowed to walk by the bakery even though you're going to get hano, but you shouldn't have in mind that you want to enjoy it. If you don't have a mind, just that's the shortest way to go. You're not mechuyev to hold your nose like that. Yeah. I remember I had an uncle, he would always, whenever the neighbor would be making basa b'cholov, he would always tell his kids, come into the house, you're not allowed to smell the basa b'cholov. I don't think he would be making a roast, a barbecue, and he would put cheese on it. I don't think it had a good smell. I don't think anybody was interested in smelling it, but my uncle was always mocking me. You should come into the house, you shouldn't smell the basa b'cholov, because it's also b'hanoah. Yeah. Then the Mishnah has the din, the top line, on Nun Gimel Nun Beis, Eim Evorcham Al Aner, Asheye Osu La'oro. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of Eil Adwar. Such a lashon appears in Masech HaSofrim with respect to Ner Chanukah also. The Pella is, but it's not true. How can you say, so Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Loshen of Maseh Chasofim doesn't mean you should get Hanoah from it. You're only Yotze Ner Chanukah if you light it Balayla, if you're going to light Bayom, the Gemara says, Shraga B'tihara Mayahani. That's in the Perek Bama Madlikin. If you light a candle in the middle of the day at high noon, Shraga Tihara, Tehera is 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not called a ner. Ner means that it gives illumination. So, Ein Mevorchem Ala Ner, you only say, L'Hadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, if you light it Balayla, Ad She'yosu La'oru. That's the context in the Masech HaSofrim. But over here, he was talking about Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh in Havdalah. So here, you need Ad She'yosu La'oru. So this Machlek is Am Rav Yudah Merav and Rova. Rav Yudah Merav says, Lo Ye'yosu Yosu Mamish, not to be taken literally. You can only say the bracha if you actually get hanor from the flame. If you would have walked closer to the fire, you'd be able to get hanoa. If you have a little match that's burning and you can't get hanoa, even if you stand next to it, it doesn't illuminate anything. So then you can't say the bracha bar meri hoish. But if you have a whole torch, if you would be close to it, you would be able to get hanoa. Afilo berichuk makim, even if you're far away, you can also say the bracha. There's no need for actual yosel. Chenam ravashi. Then the Gemara quotes later that Rava disagrees. Rava Omar, it's about the sixth or the seventh wide line. But Rava Omar, you also mamish. You can only say the bracha if you actually do get hanor. How close do you have to be, according to Rava, that you should be able to get hanor? How close do you have to be? What kind of anor do you have to be able to get? Amarula Kadeshiyaka ben Isa Lepunya. They're different coins. So you can feel the coins, you can feel with your fingers, whether it's a nickel or a quarter. But if you're not feeling with your fingers, someone else is holding the coins in his hands. Are you so close that you can tell the difference between a nickel and a quarter? Ben Isa Lepunya, one coin and another coin. Chizkama Kadeshiyaka ben Meluz Mashal Tvari and Meluz Mashal Tzipur. Also, two things that were very similar. Are you so close that you can tell these are weights? These are different weights? Or on the coins, sometimes there's a different surah of a different king on the coin. Can you tell this coin has Queen Elizabeth? The other coin has King George. So it's before Queen Elizabeth. So whose picture does it have on the coin? Are you so close that you actually can get such anon? So that's rubber holds that you also mamish. And how close do you have to be? So then the Gemara gave these different shurim. Then the Gemara says, many of the Amoraim, this is a strange Gemara, many of the Amoraim used to say, Bar Mi'ar Eish, they themselves didn't have any Eish on Matzoi Shabbos, but they sat in the dark. How can it be? They probably had lanterns that were covered, so they couldn't see the Shalheva, so they had frosted bulbs. So they had lights, otherwise...
They had a source of illumination, but no, they couldn't point to...
Oh, they had a source of illumination, but they couldn't see the Shalheves. Otherwise, I'd say, what do you mean? They're sitting in the dark on Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah Mevarech Adabei Adadayla. He would say the bracha, his next-door neighbor had a fire. Rabbi Mevarech Adabei Guria Bar Choma. He would say also, Bar Meresh, they were poor. They couldn't afford to have their own lights. They couldn't pay such money. So he used to say the bracha on the next day, Abaye Mevarech Adabei Baravua. They would say the bracha on the neighbor's light. Okay. Let's say we left off earlier. We left off on the sixth line from the top. So the first time Aroim, Amrav Yura Marav, Echein Amrav Ashi, they hold even Berichuk Mokam. Lo Yosu Yosu Mamsh, not to be taken literally, not like Robert said, to be taken literally, but it means... If you would come closer, you'd be able to get on there. Even though you're far away, you can say, you can see the flame, but you can say already, Bar Mi'arish. Veg Makasha Meisve. We have a Tosefta that seems to contradict it. Hoysola Ner Tmuna Becheiko. Fella has a lantern or the panos, Al Shirosh Al Heves. Veloi Nishtamish Le'oiro. He sees a flame, but he didn't actually get Hanor. O Nishtamish Le'Rosh Al Heves. Either one or the other. You have to have both. You have to see the actual flame. You have to get hanor. So doesn't it say before you have to get hanor? And for the Gemara, no. What it means is on the second white line, the Gemara says there's a flame. Maybe the first Amora is right. Rabbi Yudah Marab says you don't actually have to get hanor. But the flame has to be such that it lends itself to get hanor. If the flame is in the process of going out, Let's say the candle is holding by the ni'ila, it's holding by the end, and it's about to go out. So you can't say bar merahesh, because on the am you have the azla. It's on its way. You have coals, and the coals are in their way to go out. So then you can't say bar merahesh, because it's no longer lahayr, it's no longer illuminating. Then the Gemara repeats that then again. Tara ban kolam lochshos. Lochshos means if the flames are jumping, you have coals. So if the coals are burning and there are flames jumping up, that's called lochshos in Bevorchem Aleim. But if they're omamos, if they're very shvach, barely glowing, in Bevorchem Aleim. Why? Because it's not lahayr. Echidami lochshos. So the Gemara says if you put in another candle, it would catch flame right away. It's catch fire right away. Then the Gemara says, how do you spell omamos? With an aleph or an ayin? The Gemara said, the correct way to spell is with an ayin. That's how we usually spell omamos. Gecholim omamos. So then the Gemara has again, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, by the tiny letter Dalet from the ayin mishpat ner mitzvah, not mechayiv to go out of your way. Amatzoy Shabbos, Amatzoy Yom Kippur, the Rashba thinks that yes, it's an integral part of the Havdalah, but Amatzoy Shabbos, you're not mechayiv. It's like you're not mechayiv to go out of your way to say Kiddush Levana. If in your city it's cloudy all month long, so nisht is nisht, you're not mechayiv to take an airplane to see the Levana. If you see Haraya ner b'matzai Shabbos mevarch. If you don't see a ner b'matzai Shabbos, you're not mevarch. So Amr Abzer, Mereish originally have a mahadarna. I always used to go out of my way to see to it that I should see a ner to say bar mereish. But now life is made easy for me. Kevin Ishmael Allah, the Rabbi Ramarav. Now that I heard the Rav said medarfnish, I don't have to go out of ili miklali memele memrichna. If I see a flame, I'll say the brach. If I don't see, I'm not mechayiv to go look for it. Okay, these are all the Gemara's about the Havdalah. Now the Gemara has a new. Now the Gemara has a new discussion. The Mishnah had a machlekes. We started from the middle of the Mishnah. We started from the Havdalah part of the Mishnah. So after all the dinim of Havdalah, then the Mishnah has a machlekes bisham and bisham misha ochal. The person ate bread. So there is a din, Birchas HaMazon, pas is tuna bracha lachar abim komo. He's supposed to recite Birchas HaMazon bi yeshiva. That's the last tesis in the previous perek. On Nun Aleph on the base, the last line in the perek. Ilchas the bikulo yoshev imarach. Even if you're eating the sandwich walking on a highway, correct thing to do is to bench in a sitting position. A lot of times the shul has the annual dinner, so the mechabit wanted the balabatim to bench mezuman, so he stands up by the podium and he sends the benching in a standing position. So that's not correct. Yaitse b'di'evit, but more correct is you should recite Birchas HaMazon in a sitting position. Yoshev v'mevar. So the Rishonim say in Shulchan Aruch, they quote it, Rishonim say, pas is tuna baruch alachra bimkomo. So baruch alachra bimkomo, you need be yeshiva. Yoshev v'mevar. Even if he ate in a standing position, even if he ate in a walking position, but still, more correct is the Birchas HaMazon should be recited in a sitting position. Yeah, well, what else is Tom Bochel Achra Bimkomo? So the Rashba quotes the Machlekes HaRishonim. He says that Yayin in the Shivas Aminim, the Peris, seem they're not Tom Bochel Achra Bimkomo. But the Mezainis, let's say you had cake. Let's say you have a Kiddush and everybody's roaming around, but people said Bari Meni Mezainis, and then it's time to say Ala Michya at the end. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim, whether Ala Michya or the cake, or let's say you had cereal, Ala Michya is Tom Baruch Ala Achra B'Mkoma. You have to say the Baruch Achron in the same location, and then Mimele, Yoshev Imurach, you should sit down. Or it's not Tom Baruch Achra B'Mkoma, so you don't have to be Yoshev, you can say the Baruch in a standing position. A lot of times it's very uncomfortable. There's no place to sit. No place to sit. You have to go get a chair. You have to sit on the floor.
Because they compare it to benching.
So the Rashba says the Bali Atesis hold that it's only bread. Only bread is told the Baruch HaLachim Koma, and cake is not Tom Baruch Lachman. You don't need yeshiva. And the cake is the same as wine and the same as the other Paris of the Shiva Samin. And he says the riff in the end of Arbe Psochem, and the Gemara talks about Tom Baruch Lachman Rabim Komo, the riff writes that Yayin not, and Zeisman of him not Tom Baruch Lachman Komo, it can be recited in a different location. But Mizaynus, Baruch Mene Mizaynus, is Tom Baruch Lachman Komo. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote yet an opinion that's not in the Rashba. They quote an opinion that all of the Shivas Aminim, anything that needs the Bracha of Mein Shalosh, is Tom Bracha L'Achavim Kom. But the Rashba by Yasa doesn't have it like that. They quote even such an opinion. So the Gemara, so that they all agree. Brichas Hamazon should really be Mekom. So there's a Machlekes B'Sham and B'Silo. What if the fellow was Shochach? He forgot the bench, and he forgot all about it, and he already went to a different location. Is he mechuyev to go back? If he went to the other location, he didn't care about the din. He knows the din is he's supposed to bench b'mkomo, and he doesn't care. So then we say you got to go back and bench in the original place if he's interested in listening to the din. But if shochach, he forgot all about saying the bracha b'chaz hamazon. Shochach, and he went to the new location, so for sure he should, as a heder mitzvah, for sure he should go back. Is it really absolutely required or not? So that's a machleket b'sham and b'sil. So b'sil will say, we're not really mechayiv him, he doesn't have to go back. If shochach. And b'sham I say, no, yachzeh l'mekom v'yivroch, v'salam yivroch v'mokom sheniska. So the Gemara tells a story over here. Where is it? Here in the middle of Nun Gimel on the base. Amar Azvid B'Temer Abdimi Baraba, at the time that they wrote down the Gemara, they weren't sure whether it's Rabbi A or Rabbi B, but somebody said, and that's how we accept La Halacha, the Machlek is only a Shochech. Abu Mezid, even the Beisil agreed, they were Hachli Yachselim Kam, they were Pshita, that's what it reads in the Mishnah, B'Shochach Tanan. Ma'u the Tema, maybe you'll think, no, maybe it only wrote Shochach to tell you the Chumra of Beishamai. Maybe Bisil hold that b'di'evad, even if you went b'mezid to a different location, you're not mechuyev to go back. Whenever the two ways for a tara to present the machlokes hatanoim, you can either present it one way to tell yachidish within b'shamay that they're very machmer, or to tell yachidish within b'shil that they're very meiko. So we would correct the heterod if we would prefer to record the machloikis in the way to tell me the chidush of the beisilva who's meiko. So here the Tana is not going to say shochach lo deachet kochen de beishamai kamash malon. Then the Gemara tells a story. What was the logic? What's the argument of the beishamai to beisilva? So they say omelam beisilva beishamai lider beisilva argues with the beishamai. It means to tell me a guy ate on the 98th floor of the Empire State Building. He ate a sandwich and then he went down to the first floor. It's going to take him an hour to climb back up again. An hour and a half. Is he mechuyev? Mishachal b'rosh ha'biro. He ate a sandwich on top of this tall building. Mishachal b'yard. He went down. V'lo biroch. You're going to tell me, are you in your right mind? He has to mechuyev to go all the way back up again to bench. That's too much of a tich. And what if he left his wallet there with $100,000 on top? He certainly would go back. So you see, in order to get back to retrieve his wallet that he left all his money there, he would climb back up an hour and a half to fulfill the din that you have to bench. That should be a kavachem. Okay, so that's the machlokes b'sham and b'sil. The Gemara says, once upon a time there were two Talmidim. Chad Ovid B'Shoegi K'Bei Shammai. One forgot the bench by mistake. And it was Machma, he went all the way back like Lishamei V'Ashka Harnik in the Dahava. He was blessed Min HaShemayim and he found a purse full of golden coins. Abrocha Min HaShemayim. The Chad and the other one, Ovid B'Mezid K'Bei Silo, he followed Basil's opinion, but Basil never said it b'mezid. Basil only said it b'shogeg. So he really violated both b'shamay and b'silo. He didn't go back to bench b'mkomo, even though he left b'mezid. Va'achle Arya, he was devoured by a lion. He was punished min hashamayim. Wow, it's quite a punishment. So this is the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. You see from the Gemara here that if you machma like the Beis Shammai, he deserved a reward min hashamayim. He found the arniki did the hava. And that yet, in the Gemara earlier said there was a machlokes of Bishama Beisilu in the second parak, whether he's supposed to recite Kriya Shema in the evening in a reclining position, B'shach Becha, or not necessarily so. So the Gemara says, if you do like Bishamai, what did the Gemara say? Kedai ha'isa b'achmecha lochuv b'yatzmecha, you deserve to be punished. Why deserve to be punished? But if you're machma like Bishama, you deserve to be blessed. That's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. So Tosfos asked the kasha earlier on that Gemara. So Tosfos said, because there the machleka is Bishama Bishila, how do you translate the words of the pasuk? Bishach Becha. So Bishila Bishach Becha is the zman that you mukhayev to recite, but it's not the position of the body at the time that you recite it. So if you demonstrate, you're gonna recline. They say, Kriya Shema, you're demonstrating a false pshat in the pasuk. So there, it doesn't make sense to be machlam bak b'shamay. It's false. It's a false pshat in the pasuk. But over here, of course, it's a midas chassidus, no psukim, you're not dealing with psukim. Even it's a little agree that if you go back, it's certainly good.
But every place else, you say, it's like b'shamay, not b'shamay at all.
Yeah, the Gemara said, b'shamay b'malkam b'shamay ena mishnah. It's not even considered a suffix. We don't pasken at all like the Beis Shammai. Yeah. We usually assume that there's no Midas Chassidus to be machmer like Beis Shammai. But over here, Tosfos says over here it's different because even the Beis Hillel agreed that more correct is you really should say Birchas Hamos and Bim Komo. And Beis Hillel agreed with the Beis Shammai if he left B'mezid, we tell him he is Mukhif to go back to the original spot. But Shogi can say, we're Mekel, it's permissible to be Mekel. But if he wants to be machmir, even b'silba to be the tavol abrach. That's how the Tosfos answers. So Susharim poses this question. He talks about being machmir, midas chassidus to be machmir. So he says it's always nice to be machmir like the other shita, even b'shamay. But over here, he says this issue with reciting Kriya Shema in a reclining position or in a sitting or a standing position by shacharis and by maariv, this caused such a split in Klal Yisrael, such friction. So here, you're going to do that Beis Shammai, you're getting involved in machlokes. You want to do a midas chassidus on something else, you're going to do gizun tahepa, no one's watching. So it won't cause any friction. But here, the guy is in shul, and everybody's davening ma'ariv, sitting in their seat, and this guy's lying down on the floor. He's saying Kriya Shema in a reclining position. But that you're not allowed to do. To do like Beis Shammai in a demonstrative fashion, and it was an issue that caused such machlokes and such friction, so the Mizil Sasham said, that's what you're not allowed to do. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that the answer was a different one. He had the Gemara in the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph. He said, Beis Hillel holds, Pelechtucha v'aderka lodim kori kedarkoi. That it's a pasuk in the Chumash, it's an iser. Kol lodim kori kedarkoi. You're not allowed to go out of your way to recite Kriya Shema in any specific position. They said some people have the practice, they put the talus over their heads to show more seriousness when they say Kriya Shema. They do atifa. So he said the Taz and Simen Ches quotes in Medrash Rabbah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kol Adam Kori Kedarka, I'm not like a Melech Bosav Adom who requires that you have to, whenever you read the letter from the Melech, everybody has to stand up. Like at a Lubavitcher wedding, they say they're going to read a letter from the Rebbe, everybody has to stand up. So Rabban Shalom is easygoing. He says, you don't have to stand up. Kol Adam Kori Kedarkoi. So if a person is going to do Atifa Dafke, Lekovet Kriya Shema, that's in violation of the din. Kol Adam Kori Kedarkoi. Belech Tucha Baderech. You have to be easygoing. The Rabban Shalom wants us to, everything to be easygoing. So there, the Gemara says, Kadai Yisav Yachalachu Be'atzmecho, by Kriya Shema, because that's against the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, you shouldn't go out of your way. But every other case, there would be an inyan to be choshish for Beis Shammai. Mishkan is Yankiv assumed that not so, because Beis Shammai Marak Mesilla in a Mishnah, that there is no Midas Chassidus to do like Beis Shammai. Yeah, then Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Babachana Habikozel Bishaya Rasa, he ate a sandwich and he forgot to bench Bim Komo. If he got to, strictly speaking, he can bench where he is, because the din is like Beis Hillel. but he wanted to be a machmor like Beis Shammai, but he was going with a whole group of other people. So he said he's going to tell the other people, I forgot to bench, I had my sandwich, I forgot to bench. Could you wait for me a half an hour? I got to walk back to the original location, and then I'm going to bench, and then I'm going to come back. So he's going to tell the people that they should wait for him for an hour. He has to walk back 20 minutes, and he has to bench 20 minutes, and then he's going to come back another 1 minute. He's going to tell the people, wait. So the people are going to tell him, Rabbi, bench over here. It's okay. The Lord listens to your prayers wherever you are. So that's what he says. Hechi Ebed, he's thinking, Omar, Rabbi Bamahana think him. So Hechi Ebed, what should I say? If I will tell the other fellow travelers, I'm Shoy Levarich, I forgot to bench, I'm really there, tell me, Brich, bench over here, Kol Hechad Mebarachas, Lachmana Mebarachas, wherever you say a blessing to the Lord, the Rabban Shalom will be very happy, there's no need for you to go back, they're not going to wait for me. So that's why Rabbi Baba Chana said, Mutav Daminu, I better tell him a lie, I'm Shoy Yonid Adav, I forgot a piece of my jewelry, a golden, huh?
For jewelry,
I
understand that.
Yeah, he says, I left a golden piece of jewelry. Yeah, and I have to go back. So that they understood. He went back and he benched and he came back. And then when he came back, so they asked him, where's the golden piece of jewelry? He said, no, the Jewish people is compared. There's a pasuk in Tilim. Kanfa Yoina. Yeah, the same Gemara is in Shabbos also. Yeah.
These were not Jews.
I don't know. So he told him a lie in order that he should be able to do the Midas Chasidus. The Gemara has a machlokes. The Mishnah says if a person ate a sandwich and it's 6 hours later, he forgot to bench. 6 hours later, can he still bench? He had breakfast, he had a sandwich. Then it's already supper time. He had the breakfast at 8:30 in the morning, now it's already 6:30 in the evening, it's time to eat supper. Can he still bench? So the Mishnah says, no, he can only bench. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, how long is that? How many hours go by, and you say all the food is already gone and digested, and it's not shaykh to say Birchas HaMozen anymore. Kamashir equal. The Gemara seems to have a machlokes, so very unclear. So the Gemara says, "Loi kasha, astira, kam b'achila beruga, kam b'achila moetes." If you ate a little bit, then you only have a little bit of time. If you ate achila beruba, then you have more time. So which exactly is b'achila beruba? Which is achila moetes? So Rashi says, if you ate achila beruba, if you ate a big meal, where's the Rashi? Rashi writes, Achila Meruba, Dalad Milan. A mil we usually say is 18 minutes, 18 times 4 is 72 minutes. So if you went to a wedding, and you had a full meal, so even if you didn't bench for 72 minutes, you can bench. But if you had Achila Moetas, you just had breakfast, so it's a much shorter period of time. And in Shulchan Aruch, they pass on like Taisus. Taisus, the top Taisus says, can't be with Rashi. That you always have 72 minutes. You always have 72 minutes. And if you hate at a wedding, you'll be full for a couple of hours. So then you even have longer than 72 minutes. But if you drank a cup of water and you didn't say bar nefashis for 70 minutes, you still have up until 72 minutes and say bar nefashis. So that's, I think, the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the top tesis. They always have dalad milah.
Very subjective. Does it really also depend on that? In other words, yeah, you were saying that. Some days at a meal, a wedding, and he's not hungry till next day lunch. And other people have to have breakfast.
Yeah, very unclear. You're right. Very unclear. Then the Mishnah says, if you heard someone say a bracha, you say amen. If a Nochri says a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you say Amen. But if you didn't hear him say the bracha, Akusi. Akusi is Jewish. he acts like a Jew, but they found some of the Kusim were worshipping Avodah Zarah on Hagrizim. So you shouldn't say Amen to a Nochri, to a Kusi, certainly not to a Nochri, Avodah Zarah. Maybe he's saying a bracha to Avodah Zarah. If you heard the whole bracha and he says it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you say Amen. If it's a Jew saying the bracha, then you can say Amen even though you didn't hear the whole bracha. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what do you mean? You didn't hear the whole bracha and you still say Amen? How about your Yotze? But you didn't hear the bracha. You don't have to be Yotze. He's saying Bar Piyah Gotham, whatever. He's eating Hamotzi. I'm not eating with him. Just the question, do you say Amen or not? So if he's a Jewish person and I say he's eating bread, so obviously he said Hamotzi. He knows what the bracha is. So you can say Amen even though you didn't hear him finish the bracha. But if it's a Nachri, then you shouldn't say Amen unless you heard the whole bracha from the beginning to the end. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a Jew who is a real apikoris, then you don't say Amen unless you don't say Amen, because maybe when he said the Hashem Alakein Melech Ha'olam, he had in mind Osa Huish, and in mind Avodah Zarah. He says Hashem Alakein Melech Ha'olam, but he means Yoshke, he means Avodah Zarah. So that's if you have a Jew who became a Meshumad, he converted to Christianity, so you understand. He's used to saying Amoitzi of Shahakol. And now he believes in Yoshke. So when he says Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, it could that he means Yoshke. Well, if you have a Reform rabbi, so I remember at Rabbi Moshe's funeral, Rabbi Tendler said a hesped. So he said, Rabbi Moshe came up with a psak that if you have a conservative rabbi, Reform rabbi, you're not allowed to say Amen, even though you heard the bracha from the beginning to the end, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So everybody was wondering, that's not what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Moshe Taka says that. But it's a difficult tshuva. What, the conservative rabbi, the reformed rabbi, has in mind Osa Oish? If you have a Jew who became a Meshumet, when he says Hashem Alakein, it could be that he really has in mind Osa Oish. But if you have a reformed rabbi, it probably means Alakei Yisrael. He doesn't understand the Ikori Hu Amunah.
Rabbi quoted earlier in the year that from the Prima Gadim that if a person's he didn't hear the bracha, but he knows where he's up to,
so yeah.
Specific, saying Amen could be Yot Motzil.
You say Amen even if you didn't hear. The Gemara says in Alexandria they used to wave flags, but the Prima Gadim is Mesupik, and you say Kol Ha'ino Amen Ki Lahoitzi Bracha Mipiv Al Yoyotzi Bracha.
It's Gemara. It's Gemara. It's like, if you didn't hear it, that's it. You can't be Yotzi
Bracha. Uh-huh. Right. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. That is correct. Simple reading Gemara is that you're not Yotzi. Correct. Then the Gemara has a Machlekes Hatanoim. Do you say Godel Ha'in Amen Yosei Mehan Mevarach or Godel Ha'Mevarach Yosei Min Ha'in Amen? My nafkemina to shada who gets more schar and other more emes. So the Bezon Shalmaila will decide what's the shada Bezon Shalmata. So there's a Taisus in Chulin on that Peizayin. But Taisus has the following story. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. That's in Perek Kisei Adam. So there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Manebi Shecht Chai V'Yof. It says, You should do Kisei Adam. So the first crack, the tzchus to do Kisei Adam, Mishu Shochet Hu Yechaze. The Lechatchile, the one who did the Shechita, has the tzchus to do the Kisei Adam. If he wants to be Mechabe someone else, so there's a Machloikis in the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, and we assume that it's Mutter. Common practice is it's Mutter. But if he's not Mechabe someone else, then you're not allowed to steal the mitzvah from him. So if someone shechts a chicken, I remember once they shechted a chicken on the lawn, or a turkey or something. So the guy who did the shechita did it many times. So he was mechabed me, I should do the Kisei Adam. So what if I would grab the Kisei Adam, belirishus? It's his right. Mishu shochet hu yechase. He has the zchus to do the Kisei Adam. So if someone does the Kisei Adam, it's already finished. The mitzvah, I stole the mitzvah from the other guy. So the Gemara said, you got to pay asar zehuvim. That's the penalty of Rabbi Gamliel. You have to pay asar zehuvim. So the Gemara says, they were mechabed someone to bench mezumin. And he said, four brachas, alzana sakol, alawaretz valamozan, but in rachma mishalayim amen, I'll tell you that I'm. So the Gemara says, you got to pay 40 zehuvim. Because since he stole a mitzvah that has four brachas, the benching has four brachas, you got to pay 10 zehuvim for each bracha that you stole. So Tosis has a story that the Gabbai called up a kohen for the first aliyah, and the guy runs up and he takes, the guy's not even a kohen, not a levi. He grabs the first aliyah and he says, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvarach. And the people weren't paying attention what happened. So the answer, Baruch Hu Hashem, he went weiter. He said all the brachas and the Balkari lane. So he stole the aliyah from the first guy. So Tosis has a discussion. There was a big hullabaloo, a big machlokes. Does he have to pay for stealing the mitzvah from the other one? So Tosis says, you only have to pay if it's a mitzvah deraisa that the other person is entitled to do. Kisi Adam is a mitzvah deraisa, it says in the Chumash. We learn that from the Psuk, Mishu Shachat Hu Yechasen. To get the coin, gets the first aliyah, Tosis said, that's only a takana b'derabban. That's not a din min ha-Torah. I, the Gemara in the Mishnah in Gittin, says, it gives a list of the takanas from Pnei Tikkun HaOlam. So it says, Sheyehe Koyin Koyin Rishon. Koyin gets the first aliyah, is a takana b'derabban of Pnei Darkei Shalom. So the Gemara says, what do you mean a takana b'Pnei Darkei Shalom? Isn't that a din there? I said, it says, v'kidashta, Gemara says, Menatora, yes, the coin gets the first aliyah, but Menatora, if he wants, he can be Meichel on his covenant. He can give the Rishus to someone else to take the first aliyah. The Rabbanan made a takana that he should never be Meichel on his covenant, because if he'll be 1 week, he'll be Meichel on his covenant on Shabbos to this family. They're having a bar mitzvah. Next week, there's going to be an oifer for a bar mitzvah. He won't be Meichel on his covenant to the other family. So that'll cause friction. So they recommend that you should never be Meichel on your covenant, that it shouldn't cause any friction. That's the Darkei Shalom. But don't you see from the Gemara, it says Beferish, that it's a Din Daraisa, that the coin gets the first Aliyah. So I did Tosfos say it's only B'derabbanan. So Tosfos said that whole Gemara meant it's Daraisa, who means it's an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta, it's not a Takana B'Pnei Darkei Shalom, it's a Takana D'Rabbanan. But Minatar, the coin is not entitled to the first Aliyah. So even though the guy who grabbed the Aliyah was not even a Kohen, the one whom they gave the aliyah to wasn't entitled, Mikra Adin Daraisa, he wasn't entitled, so you don't have to pay, you don't have to pay for stealing the mitzvah from him. Aye, but you stole the brachas from him, they were mechabed him to say the brachas.
Also the Rabbanon.
So, maybe Tosfos holds that the brachas on Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. We usually assume Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa, the bracha you say in the morning, when you wake up, that's Daraisa. When you get an Aliyah, you already said Birchas HaTorah. It covers all the learning from all day long. So we usually assume that when you say the Birchas HaTorah, when you get an Aliyah, that's only the Rabbanah. So maybe Tosfos holds the reverse. Rabbi Foil Valojina, as a Sefer Torah, Rabbi Foil Valojina was Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik's father-in-law. He was the son-in-law of the Netziv. So Rabbi Foil has a whole chiddush in his Sefer. He says that Talmud Yerushalmi holds, and he's pushing for this, that Birchas HaTorah Daraisa is only when it's Talmud Torah B'tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah, then Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. Then we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, that's only the Rabbanah. The Gemara says in the end of the Nedarim, on Pei Aleph, there's a famous Gemara, the Kollel is having a Bechina tomorrow, and on the last two program in the Nedarim. So that's one of the Gemaras there, a famous Gemara. Almeh of the Haaretz, the Novi Yirmiyah says, what caused the Churban by Sheni? Hear me, I know he lived in Bais Rishon, but he's talking about Churban Bais Sheni. Almeh of the Haaretz. So they asked the Chachamim and the Rabbanim, no one could figure it out. The Gemara says, Alozma is Tairasi. The Novi says, well, so what, isn't it obvious? Alozma is Tairasi. That's why the Eretz Yisrael was Chor. Gemara says, no, they learned and they kept all the mitzvahs, but Shalabircha Batarat Chilid, they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. So the Shagazari says, from the fact that the Gemara says they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, see, it must have been a real Din Daraisa. It's only a din de rabbanan, that's why you deserve churban ha'aretz. So that's the shaila. Is Birchas HaTorah deraisa when you get an aliyah? Also is deraisa, or is that only the rabbanan? So that's, I don't know, so maybe Tosfos holds that Birchas HaTorah is deraisa when you get an aliyah. So they ask, the fact that he stole the aliyah from the kohen, that's only by the rabbanan. Bracha Rishon, I think Gemara Gittin says that it's deraisa, who means that it's a derabbanan that has an asma. The Gemara calls that deraisa. Aye, but he stole the brachas from him. So Tosfos says they don't say the brachas are only derabbanan. They say Gorul Hoina Amen Yosef Mehana Mevarach. The tzibur who answers amen get more schar than the guy who gets the aliyah. So you didn't cheat. The kohen who was supposed to get the first aliyah was not cheated out of the bracha. He was in shul and everybody said amen. So he gets more schar than if he would have himself gotten the aliyah. If he would get the aliyah, he'd only get schar because the mevarch. And we paskin, the Gemara says tanoihi, and the first white line over here, the same thing, the last daf in Ozir. The Gemara has the same there. It's a machlokes hatanoim. So So there were different Amoraim, there were different opinions in the days of the Tanaim and the days of Amoraim, which is preferable. So some of the Amoraim told their children, Chatof Abrich, Amalei Rav, Lechia Brei. Rav was a nephew of Rav Chia. So he named one of his sons after his uncle Rav Chia. So he told his son, Bri, my son, Chatof Abrich. When they're holding by Benchim Mezuman and they're asking you if you want, seize the opportunity, because Godel HaMavarach Yosem in Ha'oinam. Chayinam Rav Huna Chatof Abrich. Why? Because they held Godel HaMavarach Yosem in Ha'oinam. And then the Brisa says, Faket, Rav Yossi has Godel HaOinam Yosem in Ha'oinam. Mor says, Tanoi. It's a Machlekes HaTanoim and a Machlekes HaMarayim. Which is greater? So usually, Shaila is that the Olam HaEmes, the Malachim will decide, the Bezon Shalmala will decide. What's an Afkamina for the Bezon Shalmata? That we're having a Machlekes, an Afkamina is for that Taisus in Chulan, that pay Zion. If you steal an Aliyah from someone, you have to pay because of the fact that you stole the Bracha. But you say, no, he did better off. The Taisus paskins, Gadol HaNa'amin, and therefore you don't have to pay Asor Zahulim. It's a chiddush ledina.
If we hold like that, then you shouldn't be mechaved any Rosh Yeshivas, any Rabbayim. You should say, wait, you answer, amen.
The bigger kibbutz is the answer, amen.
Obviously, in practice, we don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a very good question. I don't know. Shai, so the Mishnah says that when a Jew says a bracha, you say amen. But a Nochri says a bracha, you also say amen, if you know for sure that he's not saying the bracha to whoever it is. If you heard from the beginning to the end, you can say amen. The Gemara has a shaila, what about children? Little children, they're reading Siddur. The Rebbe teaches them how to say Siddur. So they say all the 15 brachas on Shachar. Should you answer amen or not? So that's the Gemara in the second very wide line here. Boy menei Shmuel mei Rav. Shmuel said to Esther Shal Abraham, Ma olanis amen, achetin okshu shal beis Rabban. So he answers, you only, if they're just practicing Kriya, they're practicing reading, then you don't say Amen. It's a brachal about Tola. Hanimili below, idam iftarai. Havul bidam iftarayu, oinam, then you do say Amen. What does it mean, idam iftarayu? So the different interpretation. So Rashi says, when the kid gets off Torah. Apparently they didn't give aliyahs to little children before Bar Mitzvah. But they would give them after. That was the old meaning. That's still on a lot of shows. They give children before Bar Mitzvah after, but they don't give them aliyah. So when the kid gets an aliyah, then you say amen. Another pshat is, be the miftarayu. There are another two pshat in the Rosh has. One, be the miftarayu, when a child would be a yosem, he lost a parent. So he would want to say kaddish, but he can't. So there's an old minig, that one is an avelis for the year, serves as the shliach tzibur. So if he's bar mitzvah, he can serve as the shliach tzibur. If he's a cotton, every so often a cotton becomes a yosin. So he can't serve as the shliach tzibur. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rosh, when the Tshuva is a Rosh, that the Kaddish Yosim after Aleinu was instituted to take care of the ketanim. The cotton can't daven for an omer. If a person is an adult, and he's in Avelus, so he davens for Anamit, then he doesn't have to say the Kaddish Efter Olenu, he doesn't need it. The Kaddish Efter Olenu is instituted, or the Kaddish Efter Bishir Shalom, whatever one is only a Kaddish Yosem, was instituted on behalf of the children. So that's the practice used to be, when the children learned in Cheder, so if there was one child who was a Yosem, so they would say a Kaddish Derabban, and if no one was a Yosem, so they wouldn't say a Kaddish Derabban. If one of the children was a yosem, so he couldn't daven for an omen, couldn't be the shliach tzibur, so they would have him say a kaddish derabbanan after the learning. So b'idan miftarayu, miftarayu means when they're leaving the beis hamedrash, when they're leaving the cheder, miftarayu. And the third pshat was not by Rashi, it goes maftir, and not b'idan miftarayu like the rosh when they're leaving the cheder, but miftarayu when they're pottering themselves, that the kid eats a sandwich, and he knows you got to say hamoitzi. And he says, Amoitzi. So then we say Amen. But if the kid is just reading Kriya, just reading the Siddur, he's not being Yotze anything, they're just a Malama, just practicing reading. So then the kid is really saying Abrocha Levatona. So then you don't say Amen. So here there's a Dirich Hamuris on the bottom of the Rosh discusses the junior congregation phenomenon that we have in America. Years ago, they used to have junior congregations, so the children before Bar Mitzvah would have amongst themselves, they would have 10 little children before Bar Mitzvah, and they would make a minyan, and they would say, Kaddish Kedush, and Bon Chazara Sashatz. So he says, it's Shaloi Kedin. The child we allow, we permit the cotton to say Kaddish, if you have 10, but he said, the Mishnah Megillah says you need 10 Gedolim. You have to have 10 people who are Bar Mitzvah. So you have 10 people who are Bar Mitzvah, even though the cotton is not one of the 10, the Pashto says that you need. He says, we paskin like that Tosfos, that if you have 9 Gedolim and 1 cotton, so you can mitzaf the cotton to the minyan. But the question is, let's say one woman and 9 men, there was one opinion like that, that's a minyan, but that's not even quoted. Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha said that opinion was not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So let's say, can a woman say Kaddish? Can a woman say Kaddish? So according to the Chasam Sefer, the Reform movement started by the times of the Chasam Sefer, Bikivega at that time. So there were Reformed Jews that didn't believe in Teremin HaShemayim, they were real apikursim, but when someone would die in the family, the parent would die, so they would come to shul, they wouldn't be so religious, but they would say Kaddish. So people thought, no, at least they're saying Kaddish. At least they have a madrega, I'm ever saying Kaddish. Chasam Sefer says, the Kaddish that they say is also a bracha l'batolah, because since they're apikoris, apikoris not mitzarf to a minyan, and the one who says Kaddish has to be one of the 10 people, because the one who says Kaddish is considered like the Shliach HaTzibur. And there's a Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara says that you have to have 10 people to say Kaddish and Chazaras HaShatz, have to be in the same room. If the Chazan is in one room and the 10 people are in the other room, he can't serve as the Chazan for them. And even if they're in the same room, they used to have years ago on the radio, Shein Dole de Chazante. There was a woman. She used to be a Chazanit by the conservatives. This program was always on Sunday morning. It was sponsored by the Jewish Theological Seminary. So they had Shein Dole de Chazante. It was always on. So if a woman can even be mitzarf to a minyan, or apikoris can't be mitzarf to a minyan, so the Chasam Sefer says that by definition, the apikoris is saying Kaddish without a minyan, because he's like in a different room. He's not mitzarf to be part of the minyan. So they say a cotton, that's the mashmos here in the Dibur Hamuris, one cotton we pass like the Rabbi Natan, one cotton is mitzarf to a minyan, so he's part of the minyan. So he's saying Kaddish with a minyan. But if you have 10 ketanim, the whole junior congregation consists of 10 ketanim. So then there is no minyan. So they can't say Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu.
In Rabbi's case, with Chasam Sefer, Abel, the reform Abel saying Kaddish, or a woman also, does that assume that there's only one person saying Kaddish? Let's say it's a tzibur, many people saying Kaddish, and then one of them happens to be this reform Apikoris Abel. He's not leading anybody. Everyone else is another person to be so
much. Yeah, but are we happy over the fact that he's saying Kaddish? So he says that even though he doesn't keep any mitzvahs, but at least he comes to shul and says Kaddish, at least he has that mitzvah. So some service says, no, he's doing an Aveira. He's saying Kaddish without a minyan.
Because he's not
mitzvah. Because he's not mitzvah, so by definition, he's saying without a minyan.
And the Rabbi also said that he's actually at Tzibur.
No, because the one who says Kaddish, he's always supposed to be considered the Shliach HaTzibur, and you have to have a minyan, you have to be in the same room, and you have to be one of the 10 who constituted the minyan. So a cotton, one cotton, is mitzarv to a minyan. So that, if the kid is going to say Kaddish Derabbanan after they finish learning in the Cheder, that's acceptable. But if you don't have a minyan of 10 Gedolim, you just said they're all, the whole junior congregation, they're all Ketanim. So then it's not, I think Rav Moshe has such a tshuva also. I think it could be in the first degree of Smush.
So is the Rebbe saying the same thing is true by a woman since a woman's not mitzarev to a minyan?
That's the Pashtus would be according to the Chasam Sefer. The Pischei Tshuva in Yerudeya quotes the Chavis Yoyer, who says about can a woman recite Kaddish or not when a parent died. So he says, Mikra Din, it's okay, but the minig is not so. So since it's against the minig, so you shouldn't do it. So that's what the recent poskim say. Then in recent years it became no longer against the minhag, so a woman may say Kaddish. But according to the Chasam Sefer, even the Kaddish after Olena, even the Kaddish after the Shir Shal Yom, the one who recites Kaddish is the Shliach HaTzibur, and he has to be one of the minyan. So one cotton is mitzarv to a minyan, the Divrei Chamura says. So the cotton is part of the minyan. But one Isha, that's not even, that opinion is not even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We assume one woman and nine men doesn't constitute a minyan at all.
Kaddish is different from getting an aliyah because one has to be part of the tzibur for Kaddish, as the Shliach Tzibur. Katan all of the minyan should on Isha also.
That's a question in the days of the Tanoim, where only the Rishon said the bracha and the Achron said the bracha, and the people in the middle didn't say a bracha. Did they say Baruch? The people in the middle, did they say Baruch? So the Pnei Yeshua on Gemara Megillah, Pnei Yeshua assumes that each Olah LaTorah said Baruch. And a woman got an Aliyah, Bizman HaTanoim, it was Mikra Din, there were Tanoim who had that practice, a woman can get an Aliyah. So they said Baruch. So you see that as long as they have 10 men in the shul, even though the woman is not mitzvah to the minyan, that's acceptable. That's against the Lechoid Pnei Yeshua, is against this Chasam Sofer. Should be the same thing. Saying Baruch, saying Kaddish, should be the same.
The
you have to be one of the 10 who are constituting the minyan. You just have to be in the same room with the minyan.
The Baruch is the problem. The actual Kriya is not the Darash Bekdusha itself. Why is the Baruch the important thing?
The Baruch is the Darash Bekdusha, yes.
So isn't the Kriya also the Darash Bekdusha?
That's the question. The Mishnah says that you need 10 people for Kriyas HaTorah because Dabash HaBikdusha. What's Dabash HaBikdusha? So I think the Pnei Yeshua says it's a Dabash HaBikdusha because every Olah LaTorah said Baruch. I think that's what he says.
Isn't this Pnei Yeshua rejected? Ravadi has a teshuvah where he tries to say Matzik to Pnei Yeshua, because in the ear he might say the same thing. They say Baruch Adonai Le'olam between Aliyahs. But he says everybody disagrees with this Pnei Yeshua.
That what? That they didn't all say Baruch?
They didn't all say Baruch.
Good? Okay.
That's a HaKriya then. You don't accept the Pnei Yeshua, it's like Darash HaBikdusha.
That's Rav Soloveitchik thought like that. Etzem Kriyas HaTorah is a Darash HaBikdusha, not because of the Baruch.
Especially if one says that Kedusha is no bear from things that have Tanakh in them. So doesn't it go fit well that when you read the thing that has Kedusha, it's a Darash HaBikdusha?
Okay, good. Not like the Pnei Yeshua. Okay.
So then Choser, that if he does, how would one not be okay with the woman saying Kaddish?
But the Chasam Sefer assumes that every Kaddish, whoever says Kaddish anytime, not only Kaddish Tiskabel, Kaddish Tiskabel is part of the Chazoras Hashatz. He says even a person just going to say Kaddish after Aleinu, the one who says Kaddish is like considered like the Shliach HaTzibur and has to be part of the Tzibur. So he says since it's not Pekoris, it's not Mitztarf to the Minyan. So he's by definition he's saying Kaddish without benefit of a minyan. So it's like Kaddish Levatol, it's like Abroch Levatol. So he would say the same by women. A woman can never say Kaddish. It's against the Chavis Yor, the famous Chavis Yor. Chavis Yor says a woman Mikra Din may say Kaddish. It's just that it's against the minyan. Then the reason Poskim say Bizban is that's not against the minyan.
She says it in the Ezra's Noshim.
That's another problem. If the Ezra's Noshim is a different room, if the Mechitza is attached to the floor, then not by definition. There's no minyan there. You have to have 10 men in that room. You have to have 10 men in the room. Yeah. So there is a sofik in the Rashba, in the Chulis HaRashba that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Maybe if you mitzvah some roi melu eselu, the Mishnah has in Shloshi Shachlu, that if you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in another room, mitzvah some roi melu eselu, they can bench mezuman. So the Rashba and the Chula has a suffix. Does it only apply to bench and mezuman? Does it even apply to chazar sashatz and kaddish and kedusha? So more correct is to be machbe, but many are mekal on that in the base of oval. A lot of times you don't have. Why should everybody stand in one room? So you have 9 people in one room, 9 people in the other. You don't have 10 people in one room, but there's a wide opening connecting one room to the other. But they're in 2 different rooms. So that's a big shaila. So here in the neighborhood, they say Rabbi Schwab said that it's perfectly okay. But the Mishnah Berurah is not so keen about it. He says that it was a sofik in the Tshuvas HaRashba. Whether that din from the Mishnah and Shlosh HaShochel carries over to Chazoras HaShatz of Davening, or it's only by Benchamism. Okay, we will stop here. So believe that if anybody shows up tomorrow, so we will have a shiur at the regular time, I think. The regular time is 12:45, and we will conclude this parak, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the parak. Beginning of the parak is harder than the end of the parak. Okay.
Would you know what the problem be if I say Kaddish to Hashem Hashem? Let's say I said it without a minyan. So what am I doing wrong?
It says that they're just like there's an Issa Brocha Levatola, so there's an Issa Kaddish Levatola. That's a guy's going to sing Kaddish He likes the nigger and he's going to sing Kaddish without a minion. So it's assumed that that's like saying a bracha l'matom.
So when you're teaching about mitzvah boys, you tell them to say Hashem, you know, for the brachos.
Yeah.
For Kaddish, how do you teach someone how to say Kaddish? You skip what? Like, which part's the problem?
You got to tell them to come to shul often so they'll pick up the nigger. I don't know, they didn't have to teach me. I came to shul so often. So I used to get mafter a lot of times. That's what the Rush presented, as if the Katan always got mafter. Rashi, as if the Katanim always got mafter.
I mean, the Gemara says that when you use shemen for cleaning your hands, you actually says you make Berei Shemen Ari instead.
Yeah.
Isn't that also a Berachas Shemen?
Apparently
not. We'll probably have tomorrow.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I didn't mean that.